Okay, good morning. I see a huge amount of people not showing up today. I hope it's because everybody's sitting in the packing room watching this live. So welcome if you're doing that. And well, we had a big party yesterday. That might be the other reason why people's not here. And the cool thing is that I'm going to show you an image database now. I got a lot of pictures from yesterday evening. Embarrassing pictures of everybody. So those of you who didn't make it, too bad. I got a digital camera 3 years ago, something like that, and I've very fast realized that I had a problem with my digital camera, namely that digital cameras have a tendency to shoot an enormous amount of pictures. And if I look at my database now, down in the corner, see that I got 6,168 images in my taken with my digital camera or scanned in from my paper images. I realized that I needed a piece of software to manage my images, and I went out on the web and searched for application for managing images, and I found a huge amount of applications. I've written literally hundreds of applications doing something with images. We're talking about two major topics that the application were addressing. Either they would be implementing fancy image viewers, like slideshows where Windows is flying away or similar things, or they would be implementing HTML generators. Basically, what I want to do with my images is to be able to just see my images, and I'll be able to go and see the images from Academy 2005. And, well, those applications would be working just fine for finding images from Academy 2005. They would be having it in a directory. But at some point I want to find an image of my boss. And I've been to at least 10 company meetings with my boss now. I've been to at least 10 conferences with my boss. He happens to be a personal friend, so he has been visiting me a number of times. And if I want to find an image of my boss, I would have to go through 10 different folders for academies or other places we have presentation, 10 different folders for company meetings, 10 different folders for when he was visiting me private. And that just doesn't work. It's getting even worse if I want to find a picture of my girlfriend. Of course, she's scattered all over my image hierarchy. So what I wanted instead was some way to be able to find images based on who's on the images, where's the image taken, and so on. I searched in vain for software, and in the end I simply gave up and realized that I had to implement it myself, and that's what we'll be seeing today here. The software is called Kidaba. It's spelled Kimdaba, but it's pronounced Kidaba. The M is not pronounced. I'm the author of the software, so I can come up with weird rules like that. So, let me just find a random picture for you here. I have a picture in my head now. I was once in Las Vegas getting a rather funny picture with some friends, so I'll press the location first, and now here you can see all the locations that I have. I got a huge amount of different places I've shot. So I can type in up here, Las Vegas, and there we are. Now I'm down to 418 images out of a huge amount of images. I've got some really good friends in Vegas, so I've been there 10 times, so that is from 10 different directories. You can actually see if I click a folder here, that's, well, 8 different times then at least I've been to Vegas and taking pictures. So that's that would have given me 8 different folders to go for. Anyway, I've got 418 images that I'm limited to now, but that's not good enough, that's still a lot, so I'll just browse on and I'll click on persons. I know that Jimbo is on the images, that's 102 way down to now. Well, just carry on. I know that I'm on the image, 44. Well, I could look at the images now, or I could just carry on and say, well, I know that Wayne is on the images. Now we're down to 17 images, and I can press view, and here's the photo of us when we got a QT tattoo. Want to see it? No, I can see it later.
It's just a watermark.
Also, so that way you can see that I'm capable of browsing to get to a given image. Let me just find another image just to give you an idea here again. I want an image of my boss now. Imagine that I've that someone asked me, can you find an image for this magazine? And here's all the persons. Again, just limited a bit. So Kelly, well, we have Kelly the dog and Kelly my boss. And, well, I guess I'll take the boss Kelly here. Nice, but I don't need just of him, it's for a magazine or something. So I'll say persons again, and then this time I'll say no other persons. But here, and we're down to 29 images, and I can look here for a decent image of my boss. Got an image here for my. I don't know what he's doing with that microphone, blowing up his head or something. So when the whole idea about this application is that it should help you look at your own images. It's not about generating fancy HTML. I don't care about fancy websites. Of course, when I go to presentations like this, I'll be taking a lot of pictures, and people will say, can you share those pictures with us? And I can make an HTML page where people can download the images from. But the core part about this is that I must be able to find my own images. So I'm sitting there at home one evening with my girlfriend, having a glass of red wine, just looking into our virtual photo album here. And then we're looking at this image of my boss, and then we're just saying, oh yeah, that was in Linux form at this conference in 2004. And you can roll out of the picture here. Now you can see all the annotations that I've done to this image. Linux Forum 2004. Well, that was a fun time. Let me look at the images from there. Now I can click on Linux Forum. And if you look behind me over here, you can see that the current scope now is that I'm looking at images from Linux Forum. So I just took a hyperlink there in my application to those images from Linux Forum 2004. And you can see over here that I have 17 images from Linux Forum 2004. And well, I can look at the images and I can see the images, and now I can be looking at images. Of course, Gitabar is capable of running slideshows. So we just start a slideshow here. Now it's we'll be running a slideshow. So I can lean back in my sofa and look at images. I can ask the slideshow to go a bit faster. And we'll be seeing presentations or images from this place. And at any point in time, I could go and say, well, give me another search, and I can be looking. Well, there we are. Yeah. At this presentation, I was standing arranging the lottery at the end of the presentation, and I did a bit of many pictures. So, there we are. Another way of being able to find images is to simply go and search for images on a given range. So I can again say, well, I'd like to show you a picture. So here we are. Yes, we're again 862 images of myself. And now I can take my date bar here. You can see the date bar is actually showing information about the images. So there's in July 2004, there's 41 pictures of me. And you can see some of them is green and some of them is yellow. That's because the Kitabar is helping you also manage those images that you scanned in. I mean, a digital image, you know exactly which second that image was taken because your digital camera is saving that information. But when you scan in an image, you might not even know what year it is. So in Kitabar, you can say, well, this image is 5 into 7, and that's what the yellow bars shows you. That's how many images is from this given period, but where we do not know exact date. So I might have a, you need to see down here in this period, I got more yellows. It might be some of the pictures overlapping. But I'd say I could use the date bar here to just say, oh, let's go back to the early 90s, just around here, and I can just select a range of images here. Now I'm looking at Jesper from start of 1989 to 1990, and we can look at the images here, and there you are. I was bidding you enjoy the hair. Not that much hair anymore. With Kitabar, it's possible to brew your annotations and use them as 1,000 images now that I can browse around to the level of around in the course. Very free lunch. Well, there was a lot. But there is a free lunch you need to annotate your images yourself. So let's just get some images from last night here. There's a. I'm still in. Let's get some images of last night. why do you have to autosave while I'm doing my presentation? As I'm saying, let's get some pictures from last night. When I get new pictures in, I will be annotating them, and I'll just be selecting. I just dragging out of range here, and all of these pictures are from. And he started typing his name. That just began it. I just typed it. So now when I generate one of my database, it didn't complete. Well, it's Spain. So now I have again location. And that's Spain is what I call the root. So I didn't respond when it was Spain. A keyword would be something that I see. So that kind of a file set deals changes. So I can go up here and say things. I don't know any flowers. So I have a flower, oak, and I can pick it up. And if I only had 23 minutes for conversation, we could stop here and you could get well on your way with Kitabar. It's the basic part of Kitabar, the Kitabar, her little sister seeing exactly that picture. So I had a feature last night. Well, I've got one here, one there. Oops, that would be me. Yeah, I think I'm using her too. Those images, that could be person, my mistress, or whatever, those images should not be shown whenever I see this category that I'm in. And well, if I go to the keywords, I will be seeing all my images but these three. This is showing images that with friends, whatever. It's not like real hardcore privacy. I don't encrypt the images the way I don't do HTML. And images from HTML page here. Let's just take everything that's in here. And a bit of layout. I can say, well, I want it to be showing up in 320 generating an HTML page, and it's capable of uploading like FTP or fish or whatever. That's just the normal HTML page, and I can choose a different resolution down here. So I can just see the images in 320 times 200, and now we just see next images from Gail yesterday. So this is what it looks like. I'll say import and even look at the images. Oh yeah, I want that image. Oops, I'm on the front. And I can look at the images here and see the description. So only you, in my English version, I call patients. So it will image of me, and people will be calling me Jesper, the Kitabar author. I just call me myself, Jesper, in my day. Now what are you doing? Look through all the images and see which images I want to keep. They might not focus. They might be broken in some way or another. So I just put a D on this image. I can put an A on it too, whatever. And let me just mean tokens. And now I can see all the images with the D token. And from here I can say, well, yeah, oops. Yeah, all the images with the D token, I'm in the scope of all those images that have not been annotated yet. And I can go through them and annotate a bit. We have a huge amount of image applications, and four of us actually got together. That would be a Digicam that I actually wrote myself. Very useful plugin. Whenever you go somewhere in a different time zone, you might have your original time zone. But now you can say, well, all of those images should be have added 3 hours, for example. Now I can grab images here, put them into my calendar. So I just go through my database here, and I will be there. We are. I've got a calendar for 4 months at least. I can say, yeah, I want those. Please print it. Just print so fine here. I'm trying to use my images in another application, and they aren't even rotated, even though I rotated them within Kitabar. And well, the second of all, people might have their images stored on somewhere where they're not writable. So on a CD, for example, they might have images on CDs. Well, this image has just been moved from here to here, and it will still be able to display information about it. To tell you about Kitabar, just shortly tell you a bit about how the development works. I'm the sole Kitabar developer that is separate so that you can add an SQL database, which is a lot of bug fixes is always very well done. And then what features is in Kitabat? Well, feature creep is one of the worst.
Feature, say, this is Tim.
Right, actually, no, you don't have, that's one of the things that do too much. I got the possibility of drawing on images here. Not fancy drawing or anything, but I could point out that this dude here is starting to, that's a lot of people. It would be cool if we could do this or that. Well, go and use a tool that's appropriate for it. So use GIMP or whatever if you need stuff. Something that would fit into the annotating of images. So again, here I can actually now go and do install with your applications or with your Linux distributions. But I know that's Flickr. I haven't heard about Google Maps.